Little remains of the town of Florida, Missouri. Or, depending on how you view history, a lot remains of Florida, Missouri. For while the town is gone, it was here that many of the most famous books in the nation got their start. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
As John Huffman will tell you, there are a couple of things that make the ghost town of Florida, Missouri famous.
One was the birth of Samuel Clemens in 1835. He was born in the town of Florida. At that time, there were about 100 people living there. During the Civil War, it became famous again as the first headquarters for Ulysses S. Grant.
The Mark Twain Birthplace State Historic Site is the place where on November 30, 1835, Samuel Clemens, also known as Mark Twain, was born. His family moved to nearby Hannibal before he was five. Once he left northeast Missouri, though, he never returned to his birth town of Florida, although he did make it back to Hannibal 30 miles to the east. The place, though, held fond memories for him.
He wrote in his autobiography some very poetic, very beautiful language describing his memories of Florida and of his Uncle Quarles' farm and things like that. Probably some of the prettiest languages in describing some place that you'll ever read.
Today, most Americans know the writer by his name Mark Twain. Although little remains of the town of Florida, there's much at the site that speaks of the famous man who began life here.
We have the original manuscript of Tom Sawyer. This is the manuscript from which it was first printed in England. We also have his carriage, and we have about six, seven pieces of furniture that he had in his Hartford home. Very nice pieces.
Plus many other personal items of the famous author, chief of which is the actual birthplace home itself. Traveling the countryside in Florida, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.